RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score Football pre- and post-game show co-host.
You know, you're sitting here writing your notes. I talk about all the time, writing your notes after the game, towards the end of the game, and where your narrative's going is, you know, the D-line's getting blown off, all the penalties, the emotions at the beginning of the game, the personal fouls, all that kind of stuff. They didn't show up to play. They got beat up front. The backup quarterback comes in and beat them. All this stuff. But the thing is, they believe, and they got it done. I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, everything fell their way, right? But they made it happen. This is a game Chicago will not forget for a while.
He even has a signature beer.
Long Snapper IPA. The can, the artwork to me, long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manley with Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Wait for the guitar riffs. I do. That's the right intro for Patrick Manley. We talk to him every week, and this time after a very eventful Bears game, Patrick Manley, the longest tenured Bear. He has an IPA named after him. He has a major college award named after him, and he joins us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com on Raheemy Harris and Grody. Patrick Manley, how are you?
I'm good. The question is, how are you guys? A little feisty this morning. I've been enjoying listening to you, Mark, and I'm glad you responded to my text, but it's been very enjoyable first hour, guys.
You've added to the feist. You've feisted us up even further with a question that you've asked, and Layla has taken exception to. This is the question.
These are terrible outcomes.
It's a great question. Go ahead, Mark. I'll give you the background.
The question that has been taken exception to was something you text during that first hour as we got into it over all sorts of Caleb Williams things. Would you rather have Ben Johnson 5 to 10 years from now or Caleb Williams 5 to 10 years from now?
Yeah, let me give you the background of this. So I was down in Florida for the Christmas week, and I was playing golf with a buddy who's a Patriots fan. And Todd Wyman asked me, he said, hey, would you rather – he's the one that brought up the question. And being a Patriots fan, we were talking about Ben Johnson versus Mike Vrabel, Drake May versus Caleb Williams. And I thought it was a great question because we went on for like 9 to 12 holes talking about who was a better coach, who was a better quarterback, and then it came down to who would you rather have. And that finished off 18 holes of conversation. So I just thought it was a good topic, and it made me think of what would you like. And then there's so many different ways to go about this, right? And I thought about it that would you rather have Tom Brady or Bill Belichick? Would you rather have Troy Aikman or Jimmy Johnson, who won, you know, these guys, these quarterbacks won multiple Super Bowls with different head coaches. And it just makes you think and wonder, you know, which one would you rather have? But the answer is, you know, it's neither one of them. You're happy to have both of them because that's what sustainable, you know, success looks like. And that's what multiple Super Bowls look like. If you look like Mahomes and Reed, like which one is better there? I don't know. Hopefully we don't have to find out. But it's an interesting question. What would you rather have? And I don't know my answer. That's the thing, is I've gone back and forth because, listen, if it is Caleb Williams, and you're saying if, right? I guess the question is now, would you take the two? That's the hard one to take. Right now, I'm taking Ben Johnson because Caleb Williams is not a finished product. But if you know Caleb is your franchise quarterback, I'm taking him because I believe a quarterback like that is a franchise quarterback, can – overcome a coach. You know, the organization becomes the quarterback. It's not the coach, and that's why you're winning. And that's why I think Tom Brady was more important than Bill Belichick, and he, I think he proved it when he went to Tampa and won a Super Bowl.
Well, you said pick one, so I picked Ben Johnson. But yeah,
I would right now as well, Layla.
That's what makes me hate it, though, is because, like, it sucks. And the problem is that when it comes to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, okay, immediately after Tom Brady goes to Tampa, are you thinking it's Tom Brady right there, or are you thinking it's Belichick?
Yeah, I was thinking it's Tom Brady, but to...
It's easy to say now.
Well, no. To Patrick's point, I agree with your philosophy 100%. That's why my answer is, as of right now, Ben Johnson, because I think Ben Johnson has brought out the best in what he already has in an elite quarterback. But I am confident Ben Johnson can do that again with an elite quarterback. Getting your hands on an elite quarterback, that might be the hardest part of this equation. But Ben Johnson as a head coach, without Caleb Williams having already reached his ceiling, you got to go with the coach. But with the Tom Brady, he was obviously a finished product when he left Bill Belichick. And Bill Belichick needed to get his hands on another elite talented quarterback. Did he? Absolutely not.
Right. Yeah. It's an interesting topic. It was a great golf conversation. It's just made me think a lot. It also makes you break down Ben Johnson, and it makes you break down Caleb Williams and what we have right now. And I think what we're seeing and what we saw on Sunday night offensively, we have something pretty special. In my opinion, they were going against a pretty bad defense, but that's what you do against a bad defense. They had their head spinning. They put up a lot of points, gave themselves a chance to win. And I'm just excited to see what they can do as the years go along, and obviously what they can do for the rest of this year.
Maybe this is not a fair question or follow-up to give you after you've basically answered the question there right now. Ben Johnson is the why in what's going on with Caleb Williams and the Bears offense. But when you heard Marshall say sort of like, and then he's doing it again, come on, yes, of course, this is the quarterback of the future. He could be here for the next 10 years. Are you ready to buy into that? Or does it stop you cold a little bit, like
Marshall,
it stopped me cold?
Yes. I'm giving him a second contract right now.
Thank you.
I am. I just when we went into this season, what were we looking for? We wanted to see growth in Caleb. We were not expecting the Bears to be in the situation they are right now, you know, playing for the playoff seeds and all that kind of stuff. We were expecting growth out of Caleb, and we've seen that. And you saw it Sunday night. You've seen it the last few weeks. And I think the way you see it and what we wanted to see was command of the offense. Just an example, last week he got them to jump off sides and finally threw a touchdown, you know, to Colson Loveland on an offsides free play. That's command of the offense. You're getting to see him moving guys in motion and understanding defenses before the snap. I still think some of his progress needs to be made in recognition afterwards, but I think you've seen from the beginning of this year to where he is now, you've seen the progress, and Ben Johnson's talked about it. So I think the kid is starting to match up his quarterback ability, talking between the ears, with what he has physically on that field, and we've seen that growth, and I'm excited for it. So yes, I am willing right now to give him a second contract.
Patrick Manley joins us every Tuesday here on Raheem Harrison Grody. I'm glad you said it the way you just said it, because here's my thing. When we came into the season, it's been the same question, if we're all being honest, since Jay Cutler left. Let's find out if the Bears have their quarterback. Let's find out if the Bears have that quarterback. We asked it multiple times with Mitchell Trubisky, with Justin Fields, and now with Caleb Williams. For the first time since they've been asking that question, Patrick, I'm saying, yes, we have the quarterback. We're good to go. And I think that is such a big step for this organization to be able to say that after what was a disastrous year last year for so many different reasons. And so now I'm looking at it in the sense of, now that you know you have your quarterback, get the most you can get out of your quarterback on their rookie contract, because that's how a functional organization works. And it remains to be seen if they'll do that because of all the holes they have to fill or upgrade on defense. But I love where this offense is right now.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, there's boxes to be checked for a quarterback. Is he a leader? Can he run the offense? Can he dissect defenses? Can he, you know, do everything I talked about? But then the big box is, does he have that clutch gene? You know, that's the one. Is he the fourth quarter guy? Is he the end of half guy? Can he score points? Can he get it done when he needs to get it done? Okay, we've seen twice he hasn't, right? The Green Bay game and then Sunday night, he didn't get it done, but he got them there. But he's also shown he has the ability to get it done. So I check the box with a big X check mark or whatever you want to say. Does he have the clutch gene? And I think that, too, that's a huge one. you look at Josh Allen, you look at Patrick Mahomes, you look at the great ones, Lamar Jackson, the guys that get it done in the fourth quarter, that's a special box that a lot of guys don't get checked. And I think he's already checked that for me. And that's another reason why I'm willing to say yes. I'm ready to move forward with this guy.
And he did get it into gear earlier this week.
Then,
right? Yeah. I mean, even though the two, three and outs, which that's, you know, I know that's a big deal, but he got it going early. He caught him. It was like the offense collectively caught themselves and said, no, we can't do this whole three and out thing in the first half. We're not going to do this, save it all for the fourth quarter. Now, they did save a big chunk in the fourth quarter at the end of the game, but it's not like the other games. It really just wasn't.
No, it wasn't. I mean, the fact that the stat that blew me away, the fact that 7-7, 14-14, 21-20, you know, going back and forth, that's the first time in regular season history. That's amazing, but that says a lot about an offense answering the bad defense. And that's an offense getting it going. And it is too bad they sputtered at the beginning, because maybe that changes the game a little bit. The other red zone field goal changes the game. Ben Johnson, you know, talked about that, but the offense has got it going now for the playoffs. Now, the problem is, guys, this defense. And going into that game, I was excited to watch this defense perform better. I didn't think they would be great, but they laid an egg. And I go back to talking about thinking about Mike Brown in 2005, and he said, "We stink." He said it a different way. That's the way that defense played. And hopefully they went in there Monday and they said, we suck. We played terrible. We have to get better if we're going to be any good in this playoffs. But the offense came around and they did their job. Now I just need to see the defense step up. And that's what I thought Sunday night was going to be. And I thought a lot of those questions are going to be answered moving forward. And I think they give themselves a big question mark going into the playoffs and into this game against Detroit.
Our segment with Patrick Manley here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score is sponsored by Loyola Medicine. When things are at their worst, we're at our best. And Patrick, as a former player, you know that it's not as simple as saying, oh, just do it better. But at the same time, I'm asking myself at times during the first half of this game, why don't they just hand the ball off to Christian McCaffrey every time? Because the Bears were not stopping it. He had 121 yards rushing at the half. Niners end up with a balanced attack out of their 70 plays. They did 35 run and 35 pass. But you can see that other teams are going to take advantage of this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah, and that's been a problem earlier in the year, and they fixed it a little bit, but then they're back, you know, back giving it up. And I just, you know, some of it's personnel. You look at some of the DNs out there, they're more pass rush guys than they are stout run guys. I'm just really nervous about this defense in the run game. If you get a team that just says, hey, we have to run the ball to beat the Bears, they're going to be able to do it. And if they're not, they're going to have to load the box and figure that out, and hopefully – the answer to that kind of is to me is Kyler Gordon, if he can get healthy and get back, because I think then Dennis Allen has his piece, right? He has his guy he talked about when the season started. I can't wait to work with this guy. And then he can kind of fine tune his defense the way he does wants to. I think that'll actually help the run game. I know it's a nickelback, but I think he gets to kind of take his machine and kind of work it the way he wants. If he gets the cog that he gets back, and I'm excited to see if Kyler Gordon get back. It was good to hear Ben Johnson talk about him, but the run game, that just scares me. And I thought they would be better. I thought they would show up better on Sunday, and they didn't. But to me, just Kyle Shanahan was having fun, you know, with that play sheet over his mouth, just calling plays. He was calling whatever. And he had that defense in a blender, man. Watching that, it's the same with Ben Johnson, what he did with the 49ers defense. Guy that didn't know where the ball was going. They, you know, the linebackers are standing still on the run plays with all the motions and all that kind of stuff. So Kyle Shanahan could have done whatever he wanted, and he did. But the run game does scare me, Layla, going into the playoffs.
Felt like Robert Saleh was prepared for all the different things, mainly because those guys have to deal with Kyle Shanahan every week in practice. So it kind of makes sense when you lay it out like that. The one last thing I'll say about Caleb, Patrick, the final thing for me, the box check as far as this season, mm-hmm. what I know he can control, whether or not his footwork and such that needs to be worked on the offseason, he's able to put the touch on the deep ball now, and that's something he was not doing at the beginning of last season or this season. That The pass to Burden, the pass to Love on some of the other passes he made just in the last month or so have shown me that he's taken that next step from short intermediate to now being able to connect on the long stuff.
Right. But then, Chris Collinsworth did a good job of highlighting some of the easy throws that Caleb missed. The third one I thought was a little difficult where the guy was in his lap trying to make the throw to the flat. But if he checks that box and makes all those throws, he might have a perfect game. You know, he plays a lot better besides those first two series. And that's what I want to see. And he has shown that he can improve and check those boxes. He still has improvement to get done. And I think that's it, is making those kind of easy throws that he makes look difficult, just complete those. And I want to see that. But, yeah, that's he's checking the boxes and he's checking them off quickly. And I think Ben Johnson has to be very excited. And, I can't wait to see what they do the last week and then what they can do in the playoffs, just because now – the Bears have now become an offensive team. They've now adjusted to the new NFL that's been around for the last 10 years, and it's taken that long to become that team.
Yeah, we know that they are capable of outscoring teams. We don't know if they are capable of stopping teams at that point. All this said, Patrick, are you on board for Bears beat Lions and Packers come to town for the second time this year? You like
100%.
It? You're down with
Let's
it? Okay.
Get the theater. Let's go.
Oh,
man.
I'm so down with the theater.
And also, I do think. I know it's the third time you're playing your division team, but also they're banged up. I mean, we saw what the Ravens did. They did kind of what the Bears did a little bit and expanded on that. They had Derrick Henry, obviously, but I think they're banged up. I think they're there for the taking. Even if they have Jordan Love back, I think the Bears match up well against them. And I think the matchup on the field is favors the Bears, but I think just the theater and the idea of having them come back to the lakefront in January is just, it's going to be awesome.
Well, and I think we were talking about this earlier. You've talked about it a lot, too. The loss the win over the Packers at the end of last year, and how there was a chance that the team could have lost and gotten a better draft pick position. But then there's also the importance of how that can carry over into the next season. I feel like this kind of goes in the same vein. The win and what you get out of it may not be a lot to people on paper, but the value of being able to just have another win for the team and what that can do means more.
Yeah, it does. It really does. And it just, this whole year we've talked about belief and what that means for the team, and they keep doing it. They didn't pull it off last week, but that doesn't mean that they're not still believing. They got themselves in position to potentially win it. But, this team is special. This is a year that I don't think any of us Bears fans will forget, no matter what happens in the playoffs, just for all the six wins they've already had in the last 2 minutes. And that belief, just starts in that last game against the Green Bay Packers, where it kind of carries over that, hey, we can win. We're going to win. We're going to be a good team in the future. And we can take care of, situations at the end of games.
Okay, Patrick, this is one I'm trying to get the city of Chicago, because it's been so long since they've been in the playoffs, right, the Bears. I want people to understand, you don't know how many bites at the apple you're going to get. You don't know if a Super Bowl potential season is going to come 2 years in a row because injuries happen. Everything happens the way that it does. How concerned are you about them being good enough to make a deep run this year? I mean, it looks like it's set up for the Bears to at least have a chance, based on what they just did on the road in Santa Clara, to get back to Santa Clara as a Super Bowl team. How are you looking at this playoff season right now?
I think I mentioned it last week. They have to be talking about it amongst themselves in the locker room. You have to put that belief out there of, hey, we can win the Super Bowl. And they are good enough. They have enough talent, but they do have holes in the defense. But if they go on that run again with the takeaways, that's the way the defense got them going in the middle of the season. If they can get that going again, you never know. When the game started last week and that first play was a turnover, I go, oh, here we go, game's over. This is going to be one of those games. Three takeaways is done. I think everybody thought that, right?
Yep.
So they can do that again. They've shown that they've proven they can do that. They've shown they can do that. So, Marshall, yes, I do believe they can win the Super Bowl. And I do believe they have a coach that is good enough to get them there to do that. I think one thing that Ben Johnson has done is proven to us he can call plays and manage a game. Has there been a single one time where we truly have questioned what he's done game management wise.
I think it was the first
dumb play.
The first game, maybe, right? Was it the where the kickoff was an issue as far as game management?
Yes.
And then that was it. That was Cairo Santos. Right. They thought that they could kick out of bounds.
Patrick,
but he was
asked
to kick it out of bounds, right?
Yes. You're all right on that play. But I think the last couple plays of this past game brought some of that back for me because of the. When the head coach says they didn't get it the call in quick enough, coming off of a spiked ball, okay. and Caleb Williams says they didn't have time to get organized and they just had to make do with what they had.
That's true.
Was concerning.
True.
But he admitted he made a mistake there, and I expect him to learn from
That's huge. Agreed. And that is well, it's not overly concerning because it's kind of been the first time it's really happened, and they had a full play clock to get the call in, and that's a little upsetting that they couldn't get the communication down to get everything set up. But if you're just taking his body of work for the season, the confidence we have in him as a head coach, I think he's good enough to win a Super Bowl. I think Caleb is good enough to win a Super Bowl the way he's progressed to where he is. And most importantly, I think our run game can get us to a Super Bowl. And then the takeaway has got to come. That's what's got to happen. So I think the belief and the opportunity is there. And Marshall, you're right. You never know what's going to happen. You know, in 06 when we lost, we thought we were going to be back for years with all the talent we had, and we weren't. But this team right now, I think, is set up for sustained success, and I'm excited to see what happens this year. And I do think next year when we're talking in the offseason, we're going to be talking about playoff seeds going into the season, not just making the playoffs. Like, what seed are they going to be?
Mm. Now, and now we all just sat there.
Right?
I don't understand that. I don't understand.
Does that feel good?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Here's what bothers me, though.
Aren't we going to be thinking that?
But you talked about running the ball, and I'm like, well, they better run it more than they did against San Francisco. Like, that still bothers me, but we are horribly late.
But they still
put
up, 31 points offensively?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying they'd better run the ball more than they did in this last game.
Agreed. Oh, real quick, how about when my favorite part, Ben Johnson, we went after Kevin Fishbane. Mark, I think you talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, fishy business.
I talked about it in the post game. I thought that was great. That's the first time we've heard Ben Johnson really go after a reporter, isn't that right?
How dare you question my play call?
Also,
I'm Ben Johnson.
Also, like, we wanted you guys to score on the hook and ladder too, okay? It's not.
Oh,
like,
no doubt.
Think everybody had the same, but it's a fair question.
It was a fair question by Kevin Fishbane.
Oh, it was a great question. I think it was a great question. I think it just showed finally Ben Johnson's fiery side that, hey, man, he was truly upset. He didn't like to be question, and that's okay. He's been like almost perfect in his press conferences compared to what we've had in the past. That's been another nice thing. This year we get to talk about playoff seeds. We don't have to break down press conferences, but I just did there.
I love that.
No, I agree. I don't mind that he was mad. It made sense, and it made sense to ask the question.
Hey, send in some questions. We got 5 on it at noon. If you could send us like 5 more questions to think about for our show, I'd appreciate that.
Patrick Manley, thanks for joining us.
See you, buddy.
All right, see you guys. Have a great week. Happy New Year.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.